This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your news for the hour. Fires over the weekend kept Tuscola County and area firefighters busy. At around 2:45 a.m. on Saturday, March the 14th, the Reese Faith Community Church was destroyed by a fire. The church, located at 1968 Road Street in Reese, was fully engulfed when the Reese Fire and Rescue Department arrived on the scene. Due to the late hour, it was fortunate that no one was inside the church at the time. It is estimated that the church is over 100 years old, and because the fire had a head start before it was noticed, it was difficult to fight the fire, as well as battle strong winds and the age of the church at the same time. Despite several fire departments responding to the fire, it still took about 7 hours to put the blaze out. And at around 4 p.m. on Sunday, there was also a report of a structure fire in Akron, and a call at around 4 p.m. as well to respond to a fire at Pizza Hut in Caro. There was no response to calls made for any further information about the reported fires as of Sunday. And in other news for today, there might be a new recreational opportunity on the horizon for Port Austin. The township's Board of Trustees approved accepting the Transportation Alternatives Program, or TAP, grant with the Huron County Road Commission. After doing that, it was explained that the agreement does not lock the township into that path, but nothing can move forward until the agreement is signed. A TAP grant is a federal reimbursement program for non-motorized transportation infrastructure, such as bike paths, sidewalks, or safe routes to schools. The grant supports alternate projects like walking or biking paths rather than traditional road construction, helping communities improve safety, accessibility, and pedestrian access to transit. Trustee Tyler Petit agreed to contact the Road Commission regarding the grant. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Are you tired of shopping for cars online, and when you get there, you find out there's dock fees and finance fees too? Hi, this is Tyler Hansen with Al Hansen Motors. We never charge dock fees or finance fees. The price you see is the real deal, and we're always open to reasonable negotiation. This week, we have a couple gas savers ready to take home so you can save in the lot and at the pump. The first is a 2017 Chevy Cruze that gets up to 40 miles per gallon. It has heated cloth seats, Bluetooth remote start, a backup camera, and WeatherTech floor mats. It only has 78,000 miles, and you can drive it home for just $12,580. The other is a 2017 Ford Fusion that gets up to 32 miles per gallon. It has Bluetooth, backup camera, cloth seats, and it has 123,000 miles for asking $99.80. If you need more space, we have a 2021 Chevy Blazer LT Redline. It's all-wheel drive and loaded with options. A 360-degree backup camera, dual power seats, Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, power liftgate, and much more. Come take it for a test drive to see for yourself. With 54,000 miles, you can drive it home for just $22,980. And last up for this week, I have a 2020 Chevy Traverse LT. It's also all-wheel drive, and it's a great third-row SUV with a ton of safety features and a 3.6 V6 engine. With 93,000 miles, we're asking $23,480.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour, a traffic crash at around 3:45 p.m. on Thursday, March the 12th, in Richfield Township, claimed the life of an 8-month-old infant and injured some others. A Jeep driven by a 29-year-old Richfield Township woman was traveling southbound on North State Road and was turning eastbound onto Clark Road in Richfield Township. There were 3 children inside the vehicle, aged 2, 4, and 8 months old. Those inside the Jeep received severe injuries and were transported by ambulance to Hurley Medical Center, Flint. The Jeep had been struck by a Chevrolet truck that was driven by a 49-year-old Taylor man who was southbound behind the Jeep. The utility truck was unable to stop and struck the Jeep from behind. The driver of the utility truck was treated and released at the scene, and the crash is still under investigation. And another news for today. In December of 2025, the Lapeer City Commission denied the renewal of two marijuana grow licenses due to numerous complaints regarding odor coming from the facility on Saginaw Street. There will be a public hearing at 6:30 on Monday, March the 16th, so that's later tonight, by the businesses to appeal for a reinstatement of the marijuana grow facility license. The company was scheduled to apply to renew its licenses in December of 2025, but the petitions were denied because the ongoing issue of odor was still occurring, and because of the odor issue, the renewal of the business that had operated for more than 2 years had to be denied again. Michigan's Cannabis Regulatory Agency tracks new businesses, renewals, denials, and violations. The city followed the requirement of reporting the denial to renew a marijuana license to the state, and the business allegedly has addressed the odor issues since then. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That newscast has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full line service department.